You're listening to SBS News.
A bridge in China's Dandong City, on the border with North Korea, once bustled with trade. But thanks to United Nations sanctions, it's become primarily a place for tourists. Ahead of the summit between President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, traders in Dandong City are optimistic for a return to business as usual, with a country Mao Zedong once described as being as close to China as lips and teeth. Tong Zhao from the Carnegie Tsinghua Institute of Public Policy in Beijing explains.
China understands why North Korea feels it has to have nuclear weapons to safeguard its regime's survival. Even though China wants to see North Korea denuclearize as soon as possible, but also China understands North Korea is a very paranoid country, and due to North Korea's political ideology, it won't easily give up its nuclear weapons soon.
This friendship frayed after Kim Jong-un came to power in 2011 and began weapons testing. But with nuclear talks on the table, relations have suddenly warmed, with the North Korean leader making not one, but two visits to China in the space of 40 days. Michael Kovrig, senior advisor for Northeast Asia for the International Crisis Group, says Beijing's support is crucial ahead of meeting Donald Trump.
He wants to have China in his corner, or at least show that China is somewhat supportive of him, that he's not in this alone, and that ultimately China probably has some red lines.
Those red lines would be possible military action against the North or additional UN sanctions should talks with the United States break down. Both would be impossible without Chinese input. For Beijing, closeness with North Korea ensures its own interests are protected. Michael Kovrig again.
Trump meeting Kim is a huge risk from China's perspective. Two unpredictable leaders, who knows where it's going to go. But I think what China would like to see happen is that really kicks off a longer process and a more detailed process of diplomatic negotiations. I don't think China expects that realistically Kim and Trump are going to solve everything in one conversation.
Unnerved by weapons on its border and the possibility of relations with Pyongyang souring once again, Tong Zhao says China's main goal is for the North to denuclearize, something it believes is unlikely to happen without economic growth or a formal Korean peace treaty.
China understands why North Korea feels it has to have nuclear weapons to safeguard its regime's survival. Even though China wants to see North Korea denuclearize as soon as possible, but also China understands North Korea is a very paranoid country, and due to North Korea's political ideology, it won't easily give up its nuclear weapons soon.
China's government believes the best way forward is to help the North economically, and it's doing what it can without violating UN sanctions. Air China recently resumed flights between Beijing and Pyongyang, and even provided a jet to fly Mr. Kim to Singapore. Chen Xiaohe, an academic from Beijing's Renmin University, says it proves China isn't trying to thwart talks, as a recent tweet from Mr. Trump implied.
After Kim confirmed his meeting with Trump, China offered all kinds of help. So China is an active supporter of these summits, not a troublemaker.
Chen Xiaohe is predicting a successful summit and a return to healthy trade relations between Beijing and Pyongyang in the near future.
After the cancellation of the UN sanctions, China and North Korea will realize the normalization of the economy immediately.
While China is hoping for success in Singapore, they're also concerned about it being too successful. A burgeoning friendship between the US and North Korean leaders presents a risk that the North could be used by the United States to contain China in the future. For now, the Chinese government's top priority is making sure it remains closer to Pyongyang than Washington. In Beijing, Katrina Yu, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.